For a second day straight, National has found itself divided by controversy about colour, specifically the colour white. Tensions over race relations have boiled over again today, with one senior National MP saying she was sick of being demonised for her ethnicity during a public select committee hearing. The caucus has been valiantly trying to get the conversation back on track after new leader Todd Muller unveiled his new front bench lineup, with only white faces in his top 12 spots. Here's our political editor Jane Patterson.
The new look National Party in disarray. A second day talking about race, about diversity.
Look, I'm very happy with our shadow cabinet. I made that very clear yesterday. I'm very, very happy with the talent that we have in the National Party caucus.
But National MP's frustration is showing. Judith Collins today reacting to questions from Labour's Tamati Coffey.
There doesn't seem to be any kind of recognition of any kind of treaty partnership.
Oh,
in your opinion...
Stupid questions.
And then chaos on the committee after Chair Deborah Russell, also a Labour MP, chipped in.
That's a white girl comment. Crikey.
No. It's actually someone who's greatly sick of being demonised for my ethnicity. Thank you very much.
I wasn't even talking about it.
Come on, Tamati, carry on.
I apologise for that, Leanne.
Is he apologising for Deborah's comment or for his?
Don't apologise for me. How patronising. I can apologise for myself and I have no intention of
it. Tamati, carry on.
Very triggered today, Judith.
And not the only one triggered. Government ministers are loath to let the slip-up go. Labour's Willie Jackson unleashing in the debating chamber, taking aim at National's second-highest rated Māori MP, Shane Reti, number 17.
And shame on that member for not standing up for his people.
The opposition is in shutdown mode, trying to kill off the story. Jo Hayes went rogue yesterday, demanding her leader explain himself. But today, a different story.
I've already given a response, so if that's it happened yesterday, it's all finished.
The party's Māori Development spokesperson no longer speaking out. She did speak to her leader last night, so did Todd Muller tell her to button up.
No, as far as I'm concerned, it's all over and done with. It was yesterday's news and we move on.
Even the ousted deputy, Paula Bennett, who could barely suppress her amusement yesterday, was offering an olive branch.
They, I think, have done a remarkable job to start with. Few bumps yesterday, but they will pull themselves together. They're heading in the right direction. And look, it's a lot of pressure, but stuff I reckon that, quite frankly, Todd is up to standing up to.
Dan Bidwar at number 46 has also been cited by Muller as a talented Māori member of the caucus and one with important portfolio responsibilities. Today, Mr. Bidwar said he rejected what he called identity politics.
I'm really excited about the whole of the diversity in the National Caucus, our 55 MPs. I think Todd's done a good job. And I just reject this notion that we need to have a certain number of ethnicity or particular type of Māori.
This is a controversy Todd Muller and Nikki Kay will have to face out and hope it's overtaken by the rolling maul of political developments between now and the election. They cannot now just add a Māori MP into the top 12, as that would look like tokenism. But there is another chance for Muller to put his money where his mouth is regarding his Māori caucus when the party list is released. Other political challenges ahead are which parties a Muller-led National Party would be willing to work with. Muller has so far refused to say whether National would continue its deal with ACT and Epsom or change the party's stance on New Zealand First, only saying he'll make all of that clear before the election. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Jane Patterson.